Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Tyranny of Metrics by Jerry Z. Muller examines how the modern push to measure performance can backfire when numbers become a substitute for judgment. Drawing on examples from schools, universities, hospitals, policing, the military, business, and government, Muller explains why organizations often adopt metrics to appear accountable, improve efficiency, or compare results. Yet the book argues that when rewards and reputations hinge on quantified targets, people predictably adapt their behavior to the measurement system rather than the underlying mission. The result can be distorted priorities, gaming, declining quality, and rising administrative burdens. Muller does not reject measurement outright. Instead, he stresses that metrics work best when they are used as diagnostic tools, interpreted by experienced professionals, and paired with qualitative knowledge. By clarifying when measurement helps and when it harms, the book offers readers a practical framework for evaluating performance systems and resisting the false comfort of numbers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why societies became obsessed with measurement. Muller traces the rise of what he calls metric fixation, the belief that quantifying performance automatically produces accountability and improvement. In many sectors, leaders face pressure to prove results to distant stakeholders, such as voters, donors, regulators, boards, or customers. Metrics promise a simple story, define indicators, set targets, compare units, reward success, and punish failure. That logic fits modern bureaucracies and large organizations where decision makers cannot directly observe day-to-day work. The topic also highlights how technology, data systems, and ranking culture make measurement cheaper and more visible, encouraging ever-expanding dashboards and scorecards. Muller stresses that the appeal is psychological as well as managerial. Numbers look objective, neutral, and scientific, which can shield leaders from criticism and create a sense of control. Yet the book argues that the very conditions that make metrics attractive also make them risky. When work is complex, outcomes are influenced by context, and quality is hard to capture. Understanding why metric fixation spreads helps readers recognize that many measurement regimes are adopted for legitimacy and reassurance rather than proven effectiveness. Secondly, good measurement versus metric fixation, a central distinction in the book, is between using metrics as one input into judgment and allowing metrics as one input into judgment and allowing metrics to replace judgment. Muller argues that measurement is valuable when it clarifies patterns, flags anomalies, and supports learning. Problems arise when indicators become targets and the measured numbers are treated as the full reality of performance. This topic explains why many important goals are multidimensional and partly qualitative, such as educating students well, providing humane healthcare, delivering justice, or building resilient organizations. Metrics often capture what is easiest to count rather than what matters most, which can shift attention toward narrow objectives and away from professional standards. Muller emphasizes that human judgment is not an optional extra, but a necessary interpretive layer, especially when data is incomplete, biased, or vulnerable to manipulation. He also explores the trade-off between standardization and local knowledge. Comparable metrics can overlook differences in resources, populations, or constraints. The takeaway is not anti-data skepticism, but an argument for disciplined measurement design and humility about what numbers can legitimately claim. Thirdly, unintended consequences, gaming, tunnel vision, and corruption of purpose. Muller details predictable side effects that appear when incentives are tied tightly to quantified targets. People respond rationally to what is measured and rewarded, even if that behavior undermines the mission. This topic covers common patterns such as gaming, where workers find ways to raise reported performance without improving real performance, and goal displacement, where the metric becomes the goal. The book discusses how tunnel vision can crowd out unmeasured but essential tasks, for example, teaching to the test, prioritizing easily treated patients, or policing strategies that maximize counted outputs rather than public trust. Another consequence is risk aversion and short-termism. When quarterly numbers dominate, organizations may avoid long-horizon investments or nuanced decisions that do not translate into immediate metrics. Muller also points to rising administrative overhead, since collecting, reporting, and auditing metrics requires additional staff and time, potentially diverting resources from frontline work. By presenting these mechanisms, the book helps readers diagnose why well-intentioned reforms can degrade quality and morale, and why metric systems often generate cycles of tightening controls and increasingly sophisticated evasion. Fourthly, how metrics reshape professions and public services. The book explores how metric regimes affect fields that rely on expertise, ethics, and discretionary judgment. In medicine, education, research, and policing, performance is often not fully observable and depends on context, making simplistic indicators especially distorting. Muller argues that when professionals feel pressured to satisfy externally imposed numbers, they may shift from internal standards of excellence to compliance behaviors. This can erode trust between professionals and the public, and it can weaken intrinsic motivation, the desire to do good work for its own sake. The topic also addresses how metrics can change organizational culture by privileging what can be reported upward over what is learned on the ground. In higher education and research, for instance, counting publications or citations can influence what scholars pursue, rewarding safer, more measurable outputs over deeper or riskier inquiry. In public services, leaders may choose metrics that are politically defensible rather than substantively meaningful. Muller emphasizes that professional domains need evaluation methods that combine evidence with peer review, narrative assessment, and informed oversight, preserving space for discretion while still protecting against complacency and abuse. Lastly, principles for smarter accountability and better use of data. Muller concludes with guidance for designing measurement systems that inform rather than dominate. This topic summarizes practical principles. Begin by clarifying the mission and the causal link between actions and outcomes, then choose a small set of indicators that reflect real objectives rather than convenient proxies. Metrics should be treated as signals, not scores, and they should be interpreted by people with domain knowledge who can ask why a number changed and what context explains it. Where possible, combine quantitative measures with qualitative evaluation, such as audits, site visits, peer review, and direct observation. Another principle is to anticipate gaming by examining how people might manipulate the measure, then redesign incentives to reduce perverse behavior. Muller also emphasizes proportionality. The cost of measurement in time and resources should not exceed its benefit. Finally, accountability should recognize uncertainty and complexity, allowing room for experimentation and learning rather than punishing every deviation from targets. Used thoughtfully, data can improve decision-making. Used rigidly, it can mislead. The book offers readers a framework to pursue accountability without surrendering to numerical tyranny. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who work in or manage systems where performance is monitored, compared, or ranked, including educators, healthcare leaders, public administrators, nonprofit directors, business managers, policy professionals, and anyone skeptical about scorecards and KPIs but unsure how to critique them constructively. It also benefits citizens and parents trying to interpret rankings, test scores, hospital ratings, and other public metrics that shape decisions. The practical value lies in helping readers separate measurement that supports learning from measurement that drives distortion. By understanding common failure modes such as gaming, tunnel vision, and administrative bloat, you can spot warning signs early, ask better questions about what an indicator really measures, and protect important work that resists easy quantification. Compared with similar books that either celebrate data-driven management or reject measurement wholesale, Muller offers a balanced, usable middle path. He argues for accountability, but insists that judgment, context, and professional standards must remain central. That combination makes the book worth buying for readers who need both a critique of metric culture and a set of principles for building smarter, more humane evaluation systems. If you would like to support Jerry Z. Muller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.